And this is why I am content with my weaknesses. For it is when I am weak that I am strong. It seems so clear that St. Paul is telling us that we should not be ashamed of our weaknesses, because they should all be recognized as an important part of our humanity. Rousseau wrote a long time ago that the trouble with Christianity is that it is not interested in forming a society of humans, but a society of angels. Now, that statement is a bit overdrawn, but it does point out something that may easily be missed. And that is, it is so wrong to dehumanize people, either by reducing them to animals or by promoting them to the rank of angels. As Father David Stanley, the famous scripture scholar, said, before we are Christians, before we are religious or priests, we all have a call, a sacred call from God to be human. Now our concern at this moment is to deal with the importance of acknowledging our own imperfections to ourselves and to others. Our imperfections are our weaknesses, faults, mistakes. People who do possess the virtue of mistakeability are those people unafraid to make the most difficult statement in any language. It was my mistake, it was my fault. Those people do assume responsibility for their own behavior, and therefore they are in a very good position to learn from their mistakes and avoid repeating them again. Now, there are several reasons why we can all assume theological and psychological permission to be imperfect. Acknowledging specific imperfections in oneself is the very first step toward psychological and spiritual growth. We can't grow unless we acknowledge. And people who lack that ability simply have no way of putting on the brakes to prevent their repeating the same mistake or similar mistakes. Not too long ago, I asked a man who was divorced twice, although he is not yet 25 years old, what he felt had caused the two failures in his marriage. He responded, well, I guess I just married a couple of lemons. And yet, within a year, he picked his third lemon. And I personally have no doubt, by the time he's 30, he will have collected an entire orchard. That man simply had no insight into his own personal weaknesses and mistakes that contributed to the failures of those marriages. Why is it that men are like that? Now, discerning our own weakness is a two-step process. First, we must always find a word or a word that best describes the weaknesses we have. Some common ones, tendencies we might have to be unreliable, distrustful, lazy, pushy, or passive, indecisive, judgmental, manipulative, and so forth. But then it is important to establish when that tendency is likely to become actualized. That is, why do I behave the way I do? With what people and under which circumstances? And secondly, if we acknowledge our imperfections, it can increase the depth of our interpersonal relationships. And that kind of reaching out to other people is an important element to psychological growth, because no person is able to live healthfully, in a healthful way, if one tries to become a self-contained unit. When people begin to view themselves as near perfect, they have very little need to relate to other people. The more that we hide our imperfections, the more destructive our behavior becomes. Hiding our faults from other people absorbs each day a tremendous amount of psychic energy. We are told that probably one half of the fatigue that we experience at the end of a day could result from energy that is spent simply trying to camouflage our mistakes and faults, inadequacies, or ignorance. And whenever we become obsessed with hiding our flaws, we simply cannot allow other people to come close to us. There is that subconscious fear that we begin to have that we will eventually be discovered for who we are. And so holding people away at an emotional distance eventually results in psychological hunger pains, because the emotional nourishment that we need, that other people are able to offer us, simply cannot be delivered to us because we keep them away from us. And that is why whenever people are able to say about themselves, "This is the way I am, finally, for better or for worse, but I'll keep trying," at that moment they're able to live much more easily, a life that is freer and more rewarding. And thirdly, if we do allow other people to see our imperfections, then those people are able to identify with us more easily. And when that happens, then two other constructive things occur. One is that we become more approachable ourselves. Other people are able to say about us, "Now that person really is trying to become a genuine human being. She or he does have strengths and weaknesses and knows what it means to be hurt, to be sad, confused, and angry. That person understands." And finally, if we do end up eventually learning how to acknowledge our imperfections, the more empathy we are able to have with other people, the more we are able to admit that many, if not most, of our problems were created by us, by our weaknesses, our failings, our errors in judgment, our impulsiveness, our insensitivity, the more we are aware of that, the more we're able to say genuinely, "Yes, I do deeply understand what you are going through now, because I myself at one time went through comparable experiences." And the way we express that sentiment lets the other person know that we truly do understand. The more we can say to other people, "I know what you feel because I've been there myself," the more we can do that, the more we will be able to touch other people as Christ did. And that is one way in which Christ healed other people, and that is one important way in which we are able to heal other people ourselves. And that is why it is so important in the church and in religion today to finally decide to dispose of this destructive myth that some of us still have that becoming a complete human being means that we must become a perfect one. Instead of doing that, peace be with you. We can apply the words of Paul today, I shall be very happy to make my weakness my special boast, so that the power of Christ may stay over me. And this is why I am content with my weaknesses, for it is when I am weak that I am strong.